News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch. It is 16 past six. Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management is with me. Good evening, Sam.
Evening, Chris.
And as another busy week in the equity markets on the corporate news front, what stood out for you? Did the budget influence the markets at all?
The budget didn't contain any material surprises for markets. I think the government there did a reasonable job of managing expectations, so we saw a little reaction. In terms of corporate news, it was Ryman Healthcare and A2 Milk, which I think have grabbed the equity market's attention over the past week. Ryman reported its financial results, and A2 provided a trading update, which saw the stock fall quite sharply. So those are definitely the highlights.
How was the Ryman result received by the market, Sam?
At the headline level, the Retirement Village operator reported a good result. It was a continuation of the solid growth that I think most have come to expect the company to deliver, and the share price has continued to perform. Just a step back a wee bit, Ryman is a phenomenal story and worth repeating. This company listed in 1999 with a market cap of $135 million after raising $25 million, and roughly 20 years later today, it remains one of the best performing stocks in the NZX 50. Market cap of $5.8 billion, not a dollar of equity raised, alongside $700 million of dividends paid out. So that's a very impressive effort. But I would flag that the market is beginning to question or scrutinise the business a lot more closely, particularly the cash flow.
So why exactly do you believe that some investors are concerned, though?
I think some of the concerns focus on what is the real cash flow coming out of the existing portfolio of retirement villages that they have. It's difficult to judge clearly from their accounts how profitable those are and versus what they are spending on developing new villages.
Okay, why is that cash flow so important? Because presumably Ryman's in great health.
Yeah, to put the situation in context, Ryman has an existing portfolio of villages at a mark-to-market value of around $3.6 billion. This compares to their market cap of around $5.5 billion. And the real key number is their debt number, which is now $1 billion and is growing quite rapidly. So it's up $200 million over the past year. And Ryman argues it's using that debt to fund development. But the risk is that if you have a housing market slowdown and consequently Ryman's sales were to drop materially, then you could see them struggle to service that $1 billion of debt from the cash flow from the existing villages. So more disclosure and more information around the profitability of those are something certainly people are keen to get from the company to get more comfortable with the stock.
And getting back to your comments about this A2 Milk, what has actually happened and how disappointing was it really?
Yes, the stock A2 had a real decent fall last week following its trading update. It was down nearly 20% at one point on Wednesday and continues to trade reasonably volatilely. The company provided a trading update for the 9 months through to 31 March. That was largely in line with what the market was looking for, but it was the guidance for the rest of the year which really disappointed. It was 4% below expectations, and the company attributed that to running down stock in its sales channels ahead of a change in packaging. So that wasn't actually that big a number, that 4% miss. I've certainly seen far worse, but the stock reaction was really quite large.
Do you think market confidence will return?
I think it's a sign that the growth, I think that A2 needs to really prove itself again. The company has had a huge run over the past year on the back of some infant formula sales into the Chinese market, and the shareholders have become very conditioned over that time to the company consistently beating expectations, so it's had huge momentum. After its last financial result in February, some of the broker research analysts, both here and in Australia, were falling over themselves to increase their valuations and their forecasts for the company. So I think expectations got very, very high, and they were looking for it to come in ahead. So it was disappointing for them, and it really needs to prove itself again.
Thank you. That is Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management. News Talk ZB, it is 20 past 6.